Typical.
Also egal.
Wie so Filmen.
Two days ago spoke about the kamas of tshiva. Does one have to do tshiva on all aveiros, or can one do tshiva only on a few aveiros? Today I want to speak about the eichas hatshiva, the intensity that tshiva should be considered tshiva. How intense does your tshiva have to be that it should be considered that you've done tshiva? Famous Gemara that we all are familiar with in Masechtas Kedushin in Daf Mem Tesom Abeis, the Gemara says, HaMakadosh Esu Isha Al Menos Shehi Tzadi Gomer V'nimsa Rusha Gomer, and Ibemeti's a Rusha. Nevertheless, she's Mikideshes Shema Hira Teshiva Bedatoi. Perhaps the fellow had a Hira Teshiva. And Mefoshim all asked the same question, how is it possible that a fellow with a little hira teshiva should be classified as a tzaddik gomer, a pele? And all mafarshim are very busy with this gemurah. The Rambam quotes this gemurah laluch in Hilchas Ishus and Perek Ches, but he changes one word of the gemurah. The gemurah says, Mikideshes, Shema hira teshiva bedatoi. However, the Rambam writes, Mikideshes, Shema hira teshiva beliboy. And as we state in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer Simen Lamed Ches, the same lushan as the Rambam. And that's what I want to speak about today. Why does the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch change the nisach of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Mekadesh Shema Hira Tshiva Bedatoi, and they write, Shema Hira Tshiva Beliboy. And with Samazoi we need to understand, why did the Gemara have to say Bedatoi? Mikadesh Shema Hira Teshiva. Perhaps he had machshuvas of Tshiva. What does it mean Teshiva Bedatoi? Why does the Ramah Shechanuch change to Beliboy? We find interestingly in Pashas Koirach on the Pusik Vnei Koirach Loi Meisi, Rashi also says, Heim Hoye Be'etze Tchila Evashas HaMachloikas Hiri Teshiva Belibom. They had machshuvas of Tshiva Belibom. What does this mean, Teshiva Belibom? One of the famous fathers Shegadolim about 300 years ago was the Maharam Chagiz, Rav Moshe Chagiz. And in his Sefer, Mishnas Chachomim, he writes as follows. Tzurech Leida, one needs to know, Shetechilas HaChochma Hi Bekeloyes. The thought process of a person begins in his kidneys. Azovi Chazal Zogin Kloyes Yoy Atzois. Your kidneys advise you. Va'achakach Halev Maven. And then afterwards it progresses and it develops into a fully fledged machshova which comes into your heart. Similarly, writes the Sfasemis in Lekitim in Pashas Baha, that a machshova which a person has in his mind cannot so easily be changed. Ma she'en ken, a machshova which is just merely in his head, that is a fleeting, passing thought. Lev kuroiv el hamasa, a machshuva which comes to your heart, that's something which is real. It's kuroiv lemasa. Ve'eino yuchoy lehishapech, it cannot so easily be changed. Kamoi machshuva sheberoish shemishapeches. We find many people today, they are very quick to change. You ask them one thing, they say one thing. 5 minutes later, they change their mind. Like a yo-yo, backwards and forwards, up and down. Says this Fasemis, as long as a machshuva hasn't reached your heart, a person hasn't yet decided on a definite course of action, then he's open to change. Emisha machshuvoi beliboy, hi ho oived Hashem vehi ish emes. This is a ish emes. When we speak about an ish emes, it's when somebody has a machshuva which has penetrated his heart. With this we understand now very clearly why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch changed the Gemara's terminology. In order to be considered a tzaddik gomer, it's not enough just to have a mere fleeting, passing thought of teshiva. With that, you won't become a tzaddik gomer. Says the Gemara, Mekideshes Sheme Hirat Shiva Badatoi, the Rambam and the Shulchan Mafash, what does the Gemara mean? It means Sheme Hirat Teshiva Beliboy. Perhaps you had a genuine charota. When do we know when it's genuine? When it penetrated your heart.
How do we know it's from the heart?
Oh, we'll get to that soon. Reb Tzadok HaKoyen, in his Sefer Dovid Tzadik, speaks about a person's thought process, and he writes the following words: Seder binyan ha'udam. The way a person works is as follows: Leidus hamachshava hi b'moich. He says, first of all, from the moich, not the kidneys. The moich comes if it's faltam, something occurs to you. Vehi miskal rishon, and that's the first thought which comes to you. And then you think about it, and then you end up translating your thought into action. Now, says Reb Tzadok the following words: any action which you do, which doesn't come from your heart, it only comes from your head. However, somebody who does something because that's what his heart is telling him, that's the essence of the person, and that's considered a proper machshava. With this we understand now very clearly the famous Lushan HaRambam at the end of Asi Rabia. Says the Rambam, Yefane asmoi imachshav toile divrei Torah. A person has to be careful to occupy himself and fill himself with Torah. V'yarchiv b'datoi b'chochma she'ei machsheves arroyis misgaberes ele belev puni min hachochma. Thoughts of immorality can only come when a person has a lev which is puni min hachochma, a heart which is empty of Torah. Why does Rambam say a lev? Should say the roish, your head. Your head's not busy with Torah, so then a person is open to all other bad thoughts. Why does Rambam say the lev? The answer is, a person can learn Torah all day long, but if it hasn't penetrated the essence of the person, he hasn't internalized it, that it's gone into his heart, it's become part of him, as long as it's a lev puni min hachochma, it doesn't help that he's learning Torah, because the Torah, it remains only an external knowledge, an external fact. It hasn't become part and parcel of him. In order to be zoicha, not to be under the influence of the sut and the yetzahora, you have to make sure you haven't got a lev, a heart who is puni min hachochma. That's why we understand when Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to select people to help build the Mishkan, he told them, kol chacham lev. Kol chacham lev yovoi v'yasus kol ashet siva Hashem es ha-mishkan. Chacham lev? Chochma is in the lev? This is the answer. We didn't want just clever studierte mention. We want people who this is part and parcel of them. A chacham lev. Writes the Masham in Shivas, Chelek Chesim and Yites. With this we understand why we find a number of times the Pusuk refers to the Machshuvas Halev as Dibur. For example, Chazal tell us the famous Gemara Bruchas Daf Hey Medalef Le'olam Yargiz Udem Yetzar Toiv Al Yetzar Ra V'im Lav Says Gemara Yasek B'Toyre Adoy V'Shed Nepusik Imri Bilvavchem. Belvavchem heißt Amira? Yeah, if it penetrates your heart, this is a beginner of Amira. Hold a look at Amira, zuk the Masham, because when it gets to your heart, that's considered Amira. Vayoyma homon beliboy. Omati ani im libi. Now comes along the Sfasemus in Lekita Masechtas Bruchas, it's printed at the end of Devurim, and he says a Yesoidus Dikavot in Kavuna in Tfila, which unfortunately, halavai we should be on this level to understand what does it mean to daven with Kavuna. The Gemara Masechtas Bruchas in Daf Lamed Aleph says as follows: Hamispalel, somebody davens, Tzurach Shiyechaven es Liboy, has to have Kavuna with his heart. Abashuloima, Simon Ladova, Tochen Libom, when you've prepared your heart, Takshiv Oznecho. Carries on the Gemara, Rav Hamnina says we learn out from Chana, was the Avtoy of Rosh Hashanah. V'chana hi medaberes al libo. Mikan le mispalel tzurech shiachaven liboy. So we see very clearly from this Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about kavuna by davening, the Gemara calls it kavunas halev. Says the Shas Emes, moi di kaveta, ki kavunas halev, einoi machshova verutzen ba'alma. When we speak about machshova halev, we're not speaking about a person who knows how to translate, he understands what's going on. Yeah, I understand, I know what you're talking about. No. Not that is kavuna. Ki yeshis oiris rak lefumim b'machshova shel haroish v'hamoyach. There are sometimes a people, they understand, they can follow what's going on, they understand with their head. Avaloi b'nukel bu'el alev. But it's not become their essence. It hasn't become part and parcel of them. Says the Shas Emes Haraya, like we said before, a person can have machshova and it just passes and he carries on. It doesn't make an impression on him at all. And therefore, says the Shas Emes, Elazois, ein kavunas halev ha'ome betfila. When we speak about kavunas halev by davening, it's not kemoy shetoyim ha'oilam, like people mistakenly think, shehi ha'machshova. That means just you understand and you translate and you know what's going on. Ki ein ze belev. That's not belev. Rakaperish, the perish of kavuna, liois hatfila besoich oimek halev, to come from the depths of your heart, min ameitza karusiko, min the ganze heart, vehi dove gudoil. And this is shona, groise madrege. Valze hoichichi chazal, mituchen libam, vechein bechana shesur kavunas halev daike. Now we understand, says the Shas Emes, what it means kavuna by tefillah. Kavuna doesn't mean just to daven with your head. Kavuna means to daven with your heart. Lo'ovdei b'chol levavchem zun chazal eiz avoyde shebelev heva oime zi tefillah. Tefillah, kavuna, is when it comes out of the lev. Writes Rav Dessler, Michtav Meliui, Chelik Beis, Omed Lamed Vov. We see taka moedike zachen about the lev. Haseichel tomit hoylech acha bechiris halev. Everything depends on your heart. Hakura belev mashpiel ala udam. Veloidai ba'akura sichlis bilvad. It's not good enough just to know in your head. I know what's correct. It has to come from the heart. Kabulas hatoyer zukrav desla. Parish kabula belev. Veloi bebechinis yediyah sichlis bilvad. Not just to have an external understanding. And says Rav Dessler, and Be'emes Dushtei Klo in Rabbeinu Yoina, the Mishnah Zukt in Ovis, Kol mi shechachmusoi meribba mimasov, ein chachmusoi miskayemes. The reason why, ask him a full portion why, Zukt Rabbeinu Yoina, you know why? Because a masa, when a person translates his thought into action, that's a result of the lev. So chachma can be only from your head. So you learn something, but you haven't translated into masa. Why not? You know what you understood. So why not putting it into action? The answer is it hasn't become part and parcel of you. It's remained only as an external bit of knowledge in your head. Kol mi shachachmusoi meribba mimasov. His masa haven't kept that with his chachma. It shows that his chachma has remained in his head and hasn't gone down to his lev. Hasn't translated into masim. Oy bezoy ein chachmusoy miskayemes. And azoy zuk the bataneer there. Halev menia lechol shah hakoiches. The lev is the driving force for everything else. Vehi hamakoy shenoivim mimeni kol apilis. And this is what drives a person forward, and this is what brings him to carry on and to do whatever he needs to do. So we see here now very clearly, we understand why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch wrote that only Mikadesh is when it's Hirat Shiva ben Liboy. As long as your Machshova of Shiva hasn't penetrated your heart, it only remains in your head, Dusanishkin Shiva, and Mesuknish is a Tzadik Gomer. He's only a Tzadik Gomer when it's Shema Hirat Shiva ben Liboy. We hope that the Shiva has penetrated his heart. With this we understand the Chacham Svi brings in Chivas and Simenayin Zayim B'Shem the Zoya Kudush HaNeshova Mishkana Belev. The Neshoma, its place is in the person's heart. We understand very clearly. We find a pusik steht by the mabul. Kol asher nishmas chayim ba'apov mikol asher becharuva meisi. We see clearly in the pusik, it's written that the neshama is in the nose. And b'emes we said it in the davening in Rosh Hashanah. We ask, kol asher neshama ba'apov yoyim Hashem lekeisul melech malchisa ba'kol meshula. Bring the psi hashver ba'achidish from the medrash as by reshuim, the neshama doesn't want to go into their bodies because they're tome. So the neshama never gets to the heart. It remains in the nose, which is an external ava of a person. Zukrab Svi Heshverber, a dozer pshatwas mezukten davnim, a beit Hashem, koil Hashem neshuma va'apoy, even the reshuim, who they've only got a neshuma va'apoy, they should also be makhe as Hashem lekei Yisrael melech in malchisoi ba'koil moshula. With this we understand now why when we say the Al-Chetz on Yom Kippur we bang with our hand on our heart. Steht in Oitzer hat Phyllis, bringt it out in the Perish Anof Yosef on the Al-Chetz. Chazal se ein ha-mitzvah nikras ele al-shem goimra. Zug the Anof Yosef, azoi vi ein ha-mitzvah nikras ele al-shem goimra. Simli ein ho-aveira nikras ele al-shem goimra. So who is responsible for all the aveiras? It's the heart, because everything comes from the heart. So that's why when we say Al-Chetz, we bang on our heart. Rabbi Aaron Kalina writes in the letters printed in the Sefer Beisaran, Omid Kif Memtes, Ikel hu avoida hi belev. And that's why says Rabbi Aaron Kalina, the last word of Azoyis Habruch Aleinu Kol Yisroel with Bereshis, the Semiches is lev, to teach us that Ikel avoida of a Yid is in his heart. The Ben Ishchai similarly explains, this is why we ask in davening, V'tahe libeini la'ovdecho be'emes, because rachmuna liba boya. Zuk the Ben Ishchai, the Zel B'Yisod. The heart, he says, is the factory of all the processes that a person does. So that as long as the heart hasn't been zoicha tahara, a person cannot be zoicha. And similarly says of Nuchum Chenoblem Mo'enayim, that's what the Torah says in Maltem es Olas Levavchem. This is why the Mishnah tells us, a famous Mishnah in Ovis, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai said, Tzi'i re'i Eze Yeshura Sheyidbek Bohaudam, the Eze Derechru, and Tedre Beleza Ben Aroch, Lev Tov, the Lev Ra, and Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai said, Royan Li as Devur mi Devreichem, because the Ikka is Taka the Lev. Everything depends on the Lev. However, we still need to answer now the Pshat in the Gemara. We have explained the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that in order to be Mekadeshas, you have to have a genuine Hirat Shiva. Genuine Hirat Shiva, we explained, is not a fleeting machshuva in your mind. It has to be something which is Vorm HaYoytzim in Alev. That's why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch write, Sheme Hirat Shiva Beliboy. The Kashis, however, by us in the Gemara says, Sheme Hirat Shiva Bedatoy. Why did the Gemara write Bedatoy? We haven't yet answered why in the Gemara is written Bedatoy. Are the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch coming to be Magia the Gemara? Is it some Machloikis? What pshat in the Enzer Gisa in the Gemara? So I saw in the Sheme Shmiel, doesn't speak about the Gemara, but in Parshas Vayera, Tufresh Ayin Vov, he says a moedik yesod. We ask in davening, Chuneini meitcha chachma bina vodoas. Asks the Shemeshmiel, what does this mean? Chachma bina das. It all means the same thing. Knowledge l'chayr. What's the difference in shoyus? So zuk the Shemeshmiel, nein, tenishtazoi. You can have somebody who sees something from the distance. It doesn't touch him at all. It doesn't affect him at all. He's seen something. He's gained a new piece of understanding and knowledge, but it doesn't make any difference to him. So the Shemeshmiel, this is Chochma and Bina. Chochma and Bina is an understanding, a knowledge which you've gained. But Lav Dafke, it changes you. Lav Dafke, it makes any difference to you. Das, Zuk the Shemeshmiel, is when you internalize this Yedia which you now know, and it becomes part and parcel of you. So much that it can't remain any longer in your head. It's like a cup which you fill it up and it flows over. When the Chochma and Bina flows over and goes to all parts of your body, then you come to understand with a true understanding, and that's called Das. Zugdash Shemeshmiel, Devorim Eili, Afshanirim Peshitim. Although it seems simple things, Yesh Lahovim Behem, V'nachoinim Lemevin, V'yeshum Lemoitsue Das. That Das is when the Chochmah overflows and becomes part and parcel of you. With this now we understand the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch aren't coming to change the Gemara, they're coming to explain the Gemara. The Gemara says, HaMakadosh HaSeisha is Mekadesh HaShem Mehirat Shiva Badatoi. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch were worried that you might mistakenly learn the wrong pshat in the Gemara. That Shiva is good enough if you have a parting, fleeting thought of Shiva which goes through your head. Shem Mehirat Shiva Badatoi, you have a Bachshuv of Shiva, you're already considered about Shiva, you're already a tzaddik. Came along the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and said, no, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara Taka says, Shem Mehirat Shiva Badatoi. But you know what means Badatoi? Azoi v'mezuk den oleini. V'yodata hayoim v'hashevoiso elavovecho. Das is the Zelba Madrega vi Dvorim Hayoitzim min Halev. V'yodata hayoim v'hashevoise elovech. When we ask v'yeda kol puel ki atel v'yalto v'yuvin kol yitzir. Das and Bina. This is something which Dvorim, which come from the heart. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are being mefarish the Gemara. That it's enough to have a machshuva. But that machshuva has to be a genuine machshuva of tshiva. When do I know when it's genuine? When it comes from your inner heart. When it comes, because that's really what you feel from the depth of your heart. This is your essence. That's a genuine machshuva. And when it's a genuine machshuva, it's oy bezoy, it's a tzavi goma, because shema hirat tshiva beliboy. But the tenai is, it has to be dvorim hayoytsim in halev. And when one has a genuine machshuva, thought of tshiva, with Chazal tell us, kol oivra avera mizbayish boy moichlin loy al kol avoy noisav. And the Mefarshim explain that the pshat is because when a person is embarrassed, why is he embarrassed? Because that shows his inner essence. A person does an avera, sometimes you feel bad, shouldn't have done it, but when you're embarrassed, even if nobody saw you, you're embarrassed from the rabbi in the shloilam, you're embarrassed, that shows it's an emesa machshova. This is the emesa charuta. So demos, this is a genuine shiva. So the boishim taka helfen. We should all be zoicha. Lach zoi b'seshiva shaleimu lefanechon sigema chasim etoiva. Amen.